Hello, my audio Boomerian friends. I am most upset at the moment, so I do apologize if this post is not very articulate. I'm not upset on my own behalf. It's entirely on someone else's. But it's bothering me enough that I have to say something about it. I'm sorry, but I do. So I hope you'll forgive me for ranting. My heart is just breaking for this person right now, and I don't know what to do. I can't do anything. And I feel so inept and powerless, and I just want to reach out to this person and make it better, and I can't. So basically, the situation is this. There's a lovely person here on Audioboom. I'm not going to mention names because it really wouldn't be fair to this person, and I don't think she'd appreciate it. If you know who she is based on what I say, then you'll know what she's going through anyway. And if you don't, well, just please extend your prayers or your positive thoughts, because God or the universe or whatever you believe in will know what you're talking about anyway. So there's a dear lady on Audioboom right now who is going through some really severe depression and anxiety, and I can totally empathize with what she's going through because I've dealt with it for years, off and on. For a long time, I was fine. Between, I'd say, 1999 and 2010, I was primarily okay. I had, you know, a few episodes here and there, but generally, it wasn't so bad. And then when this stupid seizure disorder of mine really commenced, and I started having short-term memory issues along with all the seizures, started forgetting things like pieces of music that I used to know, that's when the depression really hit again. So I'm only saying this to convey the fact to you folks that I really understand what this poor lady is going through. I have never met her, although I wish I could, because I've been listening to her for some months now, and she strikes me as a really expressive, really caring person. And I really like what I'm hearing. But lately, she's been saying things like, you know, she just wants to delete her booze because she feels totally embarrassed by everything she says, and she doesn't think she can express herself at all, and I know that's not true. But when one is feeling depressed, it's hard to see that. I've been there. I know exactly what it's like, and I guess that's why I'm so upset right now, because I know that there's not much I can do, and I just wish there was. I wish I could just flick a switch and turn it off and make her better. And I hate this. I hate having to watch people go through this. I've got another friend right now who is not on Audioboom, but she too is dealing with really serious depression. And, I mean, for fuck's sake, she lives... I'm sorry, I shouldn't swear, but as I said, I'm really upset. She lives two blocks down the street, and I never see her because she just is depressed all the time and wants to hide. And I, oh dear God, I just hate to watch people go through this, and I just wish there was something I could do. That's all. Because as a person who's been through it, I know exactly what the cycle of thinking is like. I too suffer from social anxiety, and am often embarrassed by what I say. In fact, I have a confession to make here, folks. I will often record my boos over again, like 4 or 5 times, until I feel like I've gotten them sort of marginally right before I post them, simply because I also suffer from that embarrassment and that anxiety. Now, I don't do this all the time. For example, this, as you will know, I'm sure, this post is totally in the rough. I'm completely winging it here. But yeah, in the past, I have recorded booze over again because I wasn't satisfied with them. I don't like doing that, but at the same time, I think, oh god, I can't post this. What are people gonna think? And I know that's silly, but there you have it. So, I don't know. I don't know what the point of this post is, except I'm just all at sixes and sevens here. I'm at my wit's end, and I wish to god I could do something. Because nobody should have to go through this shit. We have enough crap to deal with in the world as it is. Why do we have this on top of it? I know this is not the natural order of things. I'm not blaming any entity in particular, believe me. I know a lot of it's chemical, and wires getting crossed in the brain, and a lot of it has to do with lack of self-confidence. In my case, I have very little of that. Believe it or not. But I just, oh my gosh, I hate having to see someone go through this and not be able to help. Because I know that unless the person wants help, there's nothing I can do. Now, I did reach out and express sentiments of empathy, and I did say, look, I really care about what you're going through. But she doesn't follow me anymore, which is totally fine. I hold no ill will toward her for that. And she might not care about what I have to say, but at least I've done what I can. I don't know what else to do. That's why, as I said, I'm feeling so powerless. It's awful. And that's why I'm so heartbroken, because I wish I could just make it better. Anyway, I'm really sorry, folks. I don't normally vent and rant to this extent and put my heart on my sleeve this much. But I just had to say something about this, because it's bothering me to no end. It's going to bother me for, well, I don't know. I was going to say all day, but then if I think about it after that, of course it'll bother me after that too. I guess I just have to try to realize that, you know, I've done what I can. There's not much else I can do to help right now, and just, you know, pray about it and not take it on myself, because that isn't going to solve anything either. Anyway, sorry for the utter lack of positivity in this post. I just had to say something about it, because I think depression is one of the worst experiences that anyone can have. Believe me, guys, I would far rather be physically ill than be depressed. I don't deal with physical pain very well, I will confess, but I'd rather have that than deal with constant anxiety and that deep depression that makes one want to hide and not want to do anything. Anyway, I am totally done now. If you've gotten this far, God bless you, and thank you for listening. Please take care, folks.